But as promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Loyola Chicago. 10th season now with the Ramblers. He was named to the Naismith Coach of the Year late season watch list. He led the Ramblers to the Final Four and a pair of conference championships in the past 4 years. Led Loyola into the AP Top 25 this year for the first time since 1985. They're number 21 in the AP poll. They're 19-4. Southern Illinois is at Loyola tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. Porter Moser is my guest. Porter, it's been a minute or two since you and I last spoke. It's great to have you back. How are you doing? How is your life right now?
Jim, great being on. Good talking to you again. And things are good. I love that we're in late February playing for a championship again. And I love it's 4 straight years we're right there playing for a championship. And so we're right where we want to be heading into March, you know, playing good and being having a chance to get back to the tournament.
You actually took my line. I was going to say you're right where you want to be, and that's true. All right, so you beat Valpo last Wednesday in a game that came right down to the wire. You called that a Valley Pride game. What do you mean by that, and then how significant is it to get a Valley Pride win?
Well, I tell you what it was is the Valley every night. It's just been one of those leagues. It's always like ranked around the 10th best league in the country. It's a great basketball league. But we played back-to-back nights on Saturday, Sunday against Drake, who they're also been in the top 25, and it was an emotional weekend. We had the highs of winning by 27 on Saturday, and then the lows of losing a 1-point overtime on Sunday. Had to come back, fly back, get back on Monday when the guys they're dead ass tired, and you know you had to prepare for Valpo on Wednesday, and we just kind of gutted it out. And that also is a byproduct of sometimes you come home, and your crowd can kind of pick you up when you're a little flat. Well, in Chicago, like, we were not allowed anybody. It's crickets. And we were a little flat, and we just gutted it out. And you need to do that. You need to do that. You need to – because you can reference that later on down the stretch of finding ways to win when you're not completely on. And I think that's a great thing that came out of that game. And it was just a very tough game when we were a little bit flat and found a way to be good at the end.
Porter Moser is my guest. I love that reference. Like, you can look at it a couple of ways. You were either a little bit flat or you were dead-ass tired, which I love. I love that phrase. And then you found a way to get it done. Now, you've got Cameron Krutwig, who was a big part of that Final Four run in 2018. As a freshman, he's now a strong candidate for Conference Player of the Year. What does he mean to the team now, and how much has he grown as a player?
You know, he came in as he was starting for us as a freshman, and he was a piece of that puzzle, but he didn't have to lead. He had some other guys, some guards that were, you know, Clayton Custer, Marcus Towns, who both ended up being players of the year themselves. And then now it's his team. He's a leader. And you don't see a lot in college basketball that the vocal leader is your center. Centers are usually just big old dudes, you know, kind of quiet, just following along. He's the loudest guy in the gym every day. He's like that 5'5 walk-on who's slapping everybody on the butt in practice every day. And he means everything to us. And Jim, I don't know if you remember this, but we also spoke, right, like on that show. It was, and you said it. Some other people said it. Like, a lot of times mid-major guys, you know, they win and they jump and take the money and they run. And Krutwig's been a guy. I'm really excited that we've stayed here and have a chance and continue to build this thing. And he's been a guy that is all about winning that I love coaching. And the guys in the locker room, like Lucas Williamson, that you love coaching. And it's one of the things that I'm most excited about is staying and sustaining this thing at Loyola. And I really feel, you know, we were 7 minutes away from playing for the national championship. And there's no reason why you can't do it at a place like Loyola. And I just think that's guys like Krutwig who are winners are guys you got to recruit.
I mean, Porter, it's amazing to me. I love that response so much. And the reason I love that response so much is, number one, I didn't even have to ask the question, although I did want to reset that and ask you the question. But you brought that up yourself. I was going to say, if I were to be really straight and point blank with it and say exactly what, because personally, I feel like you are a great coach and you would have so many opportunities at a really, really high level. That's not to say that you're not doing it at a really high level where you are right now. But if I were to ask you point blank, exactly what is important to you? Why are you in it, and can you do it right there? What would you say?
I would say when I was younger, and this applies to a lot of people in different professions, you're so much about the trajectory, like where the end is. Like, I want to win this. I want to get there. I want to get there. And you skip the journey. And as I got older, like that run of the Final Four, it was so meaningful on how we did it and who we did it with. Who we did it with. That journey was so big. You know, it's important to me. I want to win. I want to win at a high level, but I love the journey of who I'm with. And I that's been a big part for me. And the other thing, Jim, is that is a factor, because it's not to say I'll never leave, because with the way these at-large bids are going, it's so hard for the Missouri Valleys of the world, the Mountain West of the world, like different conferences, because they all go to the Power Five. And that is frustrating to stay and build it at a place like this. So this year is going to be really telling. And I just think it's great for college basketball. But we're 10 in the net right now. Our offensive efficiency numbers, and we're number one in defense in the country. And so those all, our net is there. So I'm just praying that if we don't win our tournament, we still get that at-large bid, because that'll make people want to build. And what makes the NCAA tournament awesome are the Loyolas of the world. Look what Gonzaga did. They've raised their program so high, and now they're the elite of college basketball. And I just think that's cool for college basketball.
I think that's so key, Porter, what you just said. Like, clearly you're not looking to leave, but you hope that the situation or the system's not set up in a way where you might have to ultimately maybe to get done what you want to get done because of the system and not because of the place where you are, because clearly you like where you are. Now, something you've said, and I'm watching you and your team, it would be easy to say you've got a total buy-in, but that's not necessarily what you're looking for, or not only that, you're looking for also a believe-in. What is the difference between a buy-in and a believe-in?
You know, I think the buy-in, just like anything, when the first thing something happens wrong, adversity hits, you know, you can have buyer's remorse. You know, it's like when you buy something, a product, I love it. All of a sudden, it's not working as good. I don't like it anymore. You know, but if you believe in it, if you believe in it and you're more invested in it, I think it's harder to give up. I think it's harder to turn when adversity hits. I think it's stronger. And, you know, adversity can really, and you're going to have it. I don't care if it's life. I don't care if it's a sports team. You're going to have it. And I just think when you believe in your cause and you believe in the people in the locker room, you can handle those times so much better and then rise even higher. And I think that's a cool part about, you know, sustaining your culture and having it to where it's a believe in, not a buy in.
We're talking to Porter Moser. You know, Porter, this year you've got a great opportunity right in front of you. I know you're looking ahead, not looking back, but that Final Four trip in 2018 was so magical. It really was the stuff of legend. You, Sister Jean, the program being talked about everywhere. If you were to take a moment just to look back on that season and that run, what kind of thoughts do you have?
You know, it's that stage is awesome. And the people that we went through it with, how we captivated. Jim, when we took over Loyola, we were getting about 50 people at the games. And we kind of just captivated the city of Chicago and actually around the country. And that's really cool. I think they saw our team. You know, a short, real quick story is I'm a known diehard Cubs fan. And in 2016, I was driving down Lakeshore Drive. And the buildings, the skyline was lit up. And in the buildings, it was choreographed. It said, "Go Cubs." And I remember saying, I had chills. Like, that is the coolest thing. And then you fast forward 2 years later, when we beat Kansas State, that night someone texted me the picture. The skyline was lit up maroon and it said, "Go Loyola." And to have that kind of captivation in a sports town like Chicago, where I'm from, was just so cool. Was just so cool. And but like I said before, the journey, man, the journey of the guys you went with on those teams, you're bound for life. But I will say the last thing is that you get it just like anything in life. When you get something really good, you get a taste of it. You want it again. And I think we're driven. We really want to not necessarily say I want to go to the Final Four, because we never set out to do that, but we feel we can get in the tournament in advance. We feel like we can do that.
That is an awesome anecdote. I'm glad you shared that story. I kind of got chills hearing that. He is the head basketball coach at Loyola Chicago, 10th season there. And as I mentioned, they're in the top 25 this year for the first time since 85. Big one coming up on CBS Sports Network tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Loyola hosting Southern Illinois. Porter, even if I was, and I'm not, I feel good today. I feel good every day. But even if I were dead-ass tired, it was great to talk to you. I need that shot of energy. It's great to have you back, Porter. Thanks so much. Great job.
I'm a big fan. Thanks for having me on, and good catching up with you as well.
Great getting caught up with you. Big fan here, too. Much respect. Porter Moser. He is such a good coach.